Cruise 102.1 F. Knobloch, Kelly Carpenter. We're going to bring you all the play-by-play for tonight's eight-man action on the Deckerville field for their homecoming. Now, we covered some of, all of last week's games and the scores. We're going to get into what's going on tonight, what's going on through the weekend. Even we're going to even talk a little bit about the Detroit Lions. So, you know, you want to call your friends and get to the radio for that. But we got Cass City at Bad Axe tonight. Now, last week, Cass City lost to the Lakers by 1 point. Bad Axe lost to USA by 32 points, so Cass City may get the win here. But the history of the Bad Axe Hatchets homecoming, regardless of how good they are, they could be the worst team in the league or the best team. You know what? There's times when they pull out a win, they could be the best team playing the worst team, and they have got, you know, that's the luck of the Hatchets. But you know, they're going to have their hands full with Cass City.
And you're absolutely right. Last year, I think I believe you and I called that game.
Yeah, we did.
And at Bad Axe's homecoming, and I want to say they played Vassar,
yeah.
Whoever they
yeah.
played, they hadn't beaten years, but boy, they took care of business on their homecoming. And you're right, it's hard to pick against the homecoming team.
Well, as long as not Bad Axe and Lakers, they have a history going back for years of Lakers coming out maybe with a better team and getting smoked by Bad Axe. Well, Vassar at Elkton Pigeon Bayport. So here we go, homecoming for the Lakers. Vassar blanked Reese last week, 30-0, and the Lakers got by Cass City, as we just mentioned, 14-13. I think this is going to be a really good game, and I'm going to go with the Lakers because of the homecoming.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. And just a big win that they got over Cass City. Momentum's on their side. Homecoming's on their side. Got to go with the Lakers.
And they'll have a big crowd there. I mean, it's going to be spectators. The Cass City crowd always drives there to go to the Laker game. USA at Reese. Now, last week, USA beat Bad Axe 52-20, and Reese was blanked by Vassar 32-0. So this should be an easy win, I'm thinking, for USA.
Yeah, I have to agree. On paper, you got to go USA.
Yeah. Marlette at Brown City. Marlette lost to Ubley last week, 36-12. Brown City ran over beyond struggling, as we mentioned, Memphis team, 52-6. So my nod on this one's absolutely to Brown City. You want to take Marlette?
No, I'm going to have to take Brown City. I can't, no. Not on that one.
Oh, I wanted my dollar back. Memphis at Harbor Beach. Now, last week, again, Memphis got manhandled by Brown City, 52-6. Harbor Beach lost to Sandusky, 43-8. So this should be a good game, but Harbor Beach should pull out the win.
Yeah, I think Harbor Beach is going to come out, establish themselves as Harbor Beach, and take care of business.
Sandusky at Ubley. Sandusky really took care of Harbor Beach. They took them to the shoreline last Friday, defeating the Pirates 42-8. Ubley beat Marlette by 24 points. So that's going to be a brawl on the field of Ubley tonight with these two cross-county rivals. I think Ubley can get this one done at home with a big crowd in the stands and a homecoming behind him.
I'm not picking against the homecoming team.
CPS at Caseville. Peck ran over CPS last week. CPS losing by 38 points, and Caseville was run over by the Warriors as the Caseville Eagles lost by 42 total points. I'm leaning towards Caseville on this only because it's a home game.
I'd love to find something here to disagree with you, Kurt, but I watch Caseville play. They've got a young man by the name of Cole Simmons that
yes.
can do everything, runs the ball very hard, and I think Caseville is going to pick up a win.
North Huron at Deckerville. Tonight's game. Now, last week, North Huron ran away with a win over Caseville. We've got a team 48-6. Deckerville, rated number 5 in the state in eight-man football, this week defeated Kingston 34-14 in their closest game of the year. The other ones were all just basically blowouts. I mean, they KO'd these teams 50, 40s, and 50-something to nothing. Deckerville's looking strong. You talked about North Huron missing a few guys from the flu and injury. We see one of the Deckerville players, one of their starters out there. I didn't know. We'll have to check into it. On crutches and kind of dressed for the game, but I'm sure he's not going to be playing. There's a cast on. You never know with these guys, though.
I'm sure he wants to.
So I'm going to go with Deckerville on this one. It's their homecoming. They are on a roll. They have been tearing up this eight-man division right and left. Warriors are going to have their hands full, but you know they got to stay in the game all four quarters.
Yeah, Kurt, I graduated from North Huron. I teach out there. I've got these guys in class. I'm going to abstain because I'm not going to look at any of them and tell them that I picked against them.
Good, we finally got one there. Okay, I'll take Deckerville. You got North Huron, even though I was born in Kennedy.
I abstain. I'm not going to be wrong.
Peck at Dryden. Now, last Friday, Dryden lost to Marlette. Now Marlette just manhandled them 69-6, and Peck won by 38 points over CPS. So this should be, I'm guessing, a big win for Peck at Dryden.
I think it's going to be a very big win for Peck.
Kingston at Maurice. Kingston lost to Deckerville 34-14. Maurice, as we just mentioned, ran over their opponents last week, 69 points, allowing their opponents just six. So the Cardinals are going to have a tough night. But the Cardinals are a lot like the Hatchets. They, on occasion, can just pull that one win out over the big team. But I'm still going with the Maurice team on this one. They have a high-powered offense, and it's going to be a tough night for Kingston unless something magical happens over there for the Cardinals.
Maurice has been putting a lot of points up on the board, and Kingston's a talented team, but Maurice, they've just been tough. I agree with you there.
Owen Gage at Akron Fairgrove. Owen Gage Bulldogs defeated Saginaw MSD 69-28. Now, the 69 points showed a high-powered offense. We remember last year we saw, boy, they really winged that thing up in the air. They were going for some deep passes. They didn't hold anything back. I'm sure they're still doing the same thing. So they can pass, they can run. But they also gave up a few TDs there. Akron Fairgrove lost to Burton Madison 38-16. So not too much of a drive from Owen Gage to Akron Fairgrove, so I'm going with the Bulldogs of Owen Gage tonight on that one.
Yeah, I hate to do it, Kurt. Next time I think I want to pick first, so it sounds like you're just sitting here agreeing with me. But I'm going to have to go with Owen Gage over Akron as well.
And we got some state rankings out also this week. State rankings, and we look for the teams in the area that were actually ranked, and we found a couple of them here out of the state rankings. Out of the eight-player division, here's the Deckerville Eagles with 37 votes in fifth place out of the 43 or 48 eight-man teams in the state. They're rated at number five.
And well-deserved. They just seem to reload down here, and they just keep getting it done. They've only given up three touchdowns all season, and they've been putting a lot of points. They're averaging 44 points of offense every time they step on the field, and like I said, they've given up three touchdowns in four games. So these guys are good. They've earned that number five ranking, and they're going to be ready.
How about also in this division, Owen Gage? The Bulldogs ranked number 11. They pulled in seven votes, so that's nothing to sneeze in. So it's nice to see a couple of the Upper Thumb area teams ranked in that. They were there from the beginning, the start of the eight-man system here in the state of Michigan. And Owen Gage, I think they might even, I'd probably put them a little higher than 11. We'll see what happens tonight. So that's what we've got for that group. Also, some state rankings. Out of the Division 6, we've got a team up there, and that's just down the road. Millington at 4-0. They got 28 votes, and they're also ranked number 5 in the state rankings for Division 6. We're going to take a quick break here, Kelly, and we're going to come back and we'll give you just a little talk about Saginaw Valley coming up, BYU at Michigan, U of M, and just a quick brief on the Lions. And again, we've got a great game here for you tonight. If you're in the area, come on down to Deckerville for the homecoming. Kurt Dammer along with Chad Knobloch, Kelly Carpenter here bringing you all the sports. It's the Deckerville Eagles homecoming and the North Huron Warriors on Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. We'll be right back after this.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. The largest selection of tree stands, binoculars, rangefinders, and knives around. And mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October